Richie Calder joins us. Hey, Rich, good morning. I don't know if you've been to Churchill Downs, but gee, that'd be some race day, Kentucky Derby. 165,000 people on track, Jay said.
Yeah, no, Jace is a bit higher up the chain there at Sky and Tabcourt than I, Ray. I'm just down there with the little battlers. Lucky to get a food voucher. No, Jace is doing a good job, but I'd love to go there. Mm. Look, you'd love to go to all the major carnivals. I'm lucky enough to have been to Royal Ascot 3 times, and that's an experience, particularly being there when Nature Strip was able to get the money. But, yeah, look, if you can get to the great carnivals around the world, hopefully I will in some years to come. But, yeah, very jealous of Jace this morning.
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough to be at Royal Hawkesbury yesterday, my favourite race meeting of the year, Rich. There wasn't quite 165,000 people on track, but you don't need to have 20,000 people at Hawkesbury to have a great atmosphere. I think the crowd was about 6,000 to 7,000 yesterday, and it felt like a lot more. And this meeting, it's been 20 years almost now, just goes from strength to strength. And Gavin Bedgood, the Victorian Raider, with Just Folk, held on to beat Detonator Jack, and I'm still blowing up about Wellwall, Rich.
Yeah, you can't lose momentum, can you? No. Wellwall, great ride, Jay, mate. Things just in for at the last crucial stage. But, yeah, well done to Gavin Bedgood. We knew he could ride, he can train, and I think it was the Farlap he won, or one of those? He'd come before Just Folk, so he's done a great job in Sydney.
The big story out of yesterday
was that, and I say it so often, that the Weather Bureau, they've got $7,844 million worth of equipment. They can't tell if you're ever going to get wet. They've got no idea. It was going to be the third coming of a tsunami, and the track went up a good 4. All you got to do is just bet against the Weather Bureau every weekend.
They broke a track record yesterday. Poor old Gavin Bedgood all week thought, how good's this? Just Folk's a great wet tracker. He arrived on course yesterday. He couldn't believe it was a good 4, but he still won, Dino.
Hey, Rich, Hawkesbury was the first standalone meeting. Ray tells me 2006. How have standalones changed Sydney and Australian racing?
I tell you how they've changed, Bulldog, is television coverage has made a change. It's now with owners. You know, you win a race at Cowra, you win a race, you know, in Kilcoy, wherever you win, because the television coverage is so good that the punters have now become knowledgeable to where the tracks are, which jockeys or which trainers are the like. So I think with the television coverage being so good, Hawkesbury, the Gosford, the Scones, the Kemblers and the like, and I don't think Wagga will be too far away from getting its own, I think have shown that they can stand alone. And the betting turnover, it's not a Randwick, we know that. It's not a Rose Hill, but it's certainly built every year. And Hawkesbury's turnover yesterday, albeit with the rain around, might not have been at the top echelon as it has in previous years. I think the punters now fully aware that the big name jockeys, the big name trainers are all there, and it's a quality meeting. So I think the television coverage has had a huge bearing on the success of these meetings.
And the Hawkesbury meeting invariably throws a good horse. I'm thinking Chautauqua won the Guineas 2014. I think the 2-year-olds yesterday, Media World.
Zoo Star,
yeah. Media World, Monty VB ran 1-2 yesterday. They're promising. Zardozi won this race last year. I think Schwartz is heading down that path. He won the Guineas pretty impressively yesterday, Rich.
Yeah, nice horse. It's funny that, you know, we keep thinking, oh, he's going to be better just behind them. Every start that he's won, he's actually led in. And there was certainly intent from J-Mac yesterday, take no prisoners, bounce. And just for a fleeting moment, you thought just in a straight, they were going to. But he's a real built, strong horse. He's a momentum horse, there's no doubt. It's going to be interesting. He's going to have to win another race, I'd imagine, to get into, say, a Stradbroke. But 3-year-olds heading up there in good form, he'll certainly give them something to shake. He's only got a smaller, he hasn't got a small team, John, but at Randwick, but he's got a couple of nice horses because I'm keen to see that horse of his race. Linebacker.
Exactly. And Kim Wall was unlucky. Shadows of Love was game running third in the crown. And Bojangles, he would have finished close. I don't know if he would have beaten Schwartz, but sort of luck and rain didn't help him. And just one final one, Rich. Team Snowden, they're amazing how they've identified the right imports to bring out to Australia. Think of Wetor, and he's going for Pancia third, Doomben Cup. Yesterday, first up in a Group 3 Hawkesbury Crown, they produce a horse called Coco Jamboo. I'd spoken to Peter in the days leading up to the race, and and I actually quote him in the paper saying he thinks this mare goes really well. Do you reckon I took any notice, Rich? $41 she won it.
Yeah, I read it, Ray. I was on the horse that always makes me think of Dean Ritchie, short shorts. it was home for really? Money, but yeah.
Can I get a couple of horses during the ad break that remind me of you?
Oh, hello. I was trying to be nice to you, dude. I was trying to say that, you know, short shorts. Middle, if there's short shorts on you, they give me long trousers. I'm like, oh.
Oh, you're flying this morning, aren't you?
Oh, I would have loved to see short shorts win for Brad Whitupies out there at Hawkesbury. But Peter Snowden, yeah, they can find one of these. There's so many Europeans now. Like, it used to be the odd one. We'd say, oh, it's a European import just had a nice run. Next, you know, there's 8,000 of them. They're just coming in on every flight that seems to arrive in Australia.
Exactly, and there's some good horses here each and every time. Paul Massara and Leah Gravanovich also produced Dedalishi.
Wow.
Very promising, probably heading towards Scone now. So I think the format of this Hawkesbury meeting will certainly hold up. Hey, Rich, just before we let you go, your favourite punting story? You got one?
Oh, look, not my favourite punting story. I'm more of the other side that I remember the poor decisions, like the protest hearing of Swaz here.
Oh.
The two protest hearings in Sydney that still haunt me when Ray Murray, in my mind, got it totally wrong. Great Anna Vareza and Donna's appeal and Take Heart. You look back at them and you just laugh and you think, how could they get it so wrong? So I'm more on the other side of the fence that I look at the decisions. And the worst thing is I kept the ticket of Swaz here for so long, but now it's just a piece of paper. You can't read what it was on it. Now, I want to say one thing, Bulldog, as I finish. Mate, forget about the Reed Marnie. Who talks about Cameron Smith or Michael Innes, who honestly were embarrassing on the field, whinging at the referees? Mate, Reed Marnie's no worse than every other player in the competition.
Rubbish.
Just, is it because he's short?
And at the time, Innes and Smith were called out people, as well.
You pick one or two people and you just have a go. Mate, Reed Marnie, darling Terry Evans, he used to live in the referee's pocket. Mate, please, every week. Billy Slater used to run up to him. Look, I've given away $50 notes. No one remembers.
Good on you, Rich. Put a bit of
coffee. Off you go.
There.